This is Saturday, the 34th day in the season of Lent. The scripture reading is Mark 14, verses 3 through 9. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume over his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them any time you want, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." As we read this story, it is a reminder that Jesus is quite comfortable in the presence of sinners and outcasts. A leper's home might bring a motley crew, including this woman. In Luke's version of this story, it is known that this woman had lived a sinful life. Yet this is the way in which King Jesus would be anointed. This anointing sends him to his earthly throne, the cross. Imagine yourself in the place of this woman anointing Jesus. What thoughts or feelings would you experience as you did this sacred act? How would you feel to be scorned by the disciples and defended by Jesus? Listen again to God's word. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of a very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them any time you want, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me." We are still called to serve Jesus. Jesus said that she did what she could. What can you do today to serve Jesus? Is it caring for your neighbor? Giving with generosity? Serving the poor and needy? How can you pour yourself out for King Jesus? Thank you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.